This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So there are a few places to start a program on business and the economy at the moment, other than with the big budget cuts. They're going to start happening on Friday, so that's where we will start. But do me a favor and bear this in mind as this week unwinds. Those cuts are pretty directly tied to government spending and the size of the federal deficit. That is the amount we're in the hole each and every year. But there is another part of that equation, the much, much bigger national debt. And that the debt is a consensus concern in Washington right now has a lot to do with one guy, a guy who has spent millions of his own dollars over the past 30 years to make it so. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
These days, this seems to be the starting point for almost every conversation in Washington.
We now have a $16.4 trillion national debt, as big as our economy.
We've set a target of cutting $4 trillion out of the deficit over the next 10 years.
One component to growing our economy and broadening opportunity for the middle class is shrinking our deficits in a balanced and responsible way.
But there are plenty of smart people who think politicians' priorities are wrong. Dean Baker heads the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
I think it's this very, very perverse situation. We're sort of focused on what's really not the issue.
The recovery's not over, Baker says. Unemployment is still too high. Mary Kay Henry agrees with him. She's the president of the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU.
We need, as a nation, to understand that the debt issue, while important, is not job one.
The Tea Party is taking credit for this week's standoff, but the fixation on our debt? Jim Thurber teaches government at American University, and he says credit for that goes to a guy who was Commerce Secretary during the Nixon administration.
I think Pete Peterson certainly has helped push this onto the agenda.
Pete Peterson and nearly half $1 billion of his own money. Peterson co-founded a private equity firm called the Blackstone Group, and he was chairman and CEO of Lehman Brothers. Thurber says Peterson has been passionate about the debt and the deficit for decades.
Well, I think that he's focused on this issue in a singular way. He has a clear strategy, theme, and message of let's fix the debt, let's do something about the deficit.
And he's done that by giving money to a long list of think tanks and advocacy groups.
Bipartisan Policy Center.
Center for American Progress.
Campaign to Fix the Debt.
Coalition for Fiscal and National Security.
Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Committee for Economic Development.
America Action Forum.
Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Comeback America Initiative.
New America Foundation.
Peterson
America
commissions studies and sponsors projects. One of the best-known advocates for deficit reduction is Maya McGinnis. She heads two groups Peterson supports. She hosted a kickoff event for the newest one last summer.
So the Campaign to Fix the Debt is going to bring together CEOs, business leaders, former members of Congress, budget experts, economists, but most importantly, voters across the country.
Jim Thurber at American University estimates it's already spent at least $25 million on ad campaigns and big events.
Now, whether it will help resolve our situation or not is another question. That is about political will.
Peterson would agree it's about political will, and while his focus has been on the long term, politics have led to this week's short-term fight over sequestration. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.